My party, the New Patriotic Party, and I won last year's election because the Ghanaian people were dissatisfied with their living conditions and the direction in which the economy and indeed the country was headed. They believed we in the NPP were different and could put in place the requisite measures to improve their living conditions. My government has begun putting in place the measures that will improve the living conditions of the Ghanaian people. We have begun to work on the fundamentals of the economy because we believe that an improved macro economy is a fundamental requirement for stimulating the investments we need for the significant expansion and growth of the national economy and the generation of wealth and jobs. This has resulted in the growing stability of the macro economy and the CD, reduction in inflation and interest rates, and an abolition of nuisance taxes, whose aim is to shift the focus of the economy from an emphasis on taxation to an emphasis on production. Government has begun the implementation of initiatives such as the free senior high school policy, the program for planting for food and jobs, the One District, One Factory initiative, the National Entrepreneurship and Innovations Plan to help startups and the difficult early stages of setting up businesses, the reintroduction of the mass cocoa spraying exercise, and reafforestation programs, amongst others. The Youth Employment Agency is poised to employ some 60,000 youth. Extension officers, health professionals, and teachers are now being employed again to provide much needed support for our agricultural, health, and education sectors. I recognize fully that I need the support of every Ghanaian, especially the support and prayers of the church, to help me and my government carry out our mandate successfully. I'm fortified in this by the Gospel of St. Matthew in chapter 19, verse 26, which reads, and I quote, "But Jesus looked to them and said to them, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" Unquote. To our graduates, you are being sent out as, quote, "sheep in the midst of wolves, so be as wise as serpents and innocent as doves," unquote. Therefore, rise to your religious responsibilities and stimulate the desired motivational spirit of renewal and transformation towards effective nation building. The growth of the church should be measured not only in the numbers of its followers, but also in the quality of its members, who are dedicated to uphold the spiritual values and virtues of Jesus Christ. A church, even with a limited number of congregations, can make a difference by breaking new grounds and bringing light where there is darkness. Again, I do not have to remind you that you have chosen a life of service, giving to and helping others. Feel the need to spread the good news and to live up to the goal of the Trinity Theological Seminary, which is, quote, "to prepare men and women not only to know the scriptures, but also to effectively relate the scriptures to people caught in the barbed wire of life," unquote. Be minded and guided by the words of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, which says, and I quote, "being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, unquote. Let me, in conclusion, congratulate the president of the seminary on his distinguished service to this nation and to our and to this institution, and to assure him that together with the Minister for Education, I'll do everything possible to satisfy the list of basic needs he submitted to him. If for nothing, to commemorate his valedictory year as president. The battle is the Lord's. Thank you, and may God bless us in our homeland.